Looking Forward.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Looking Forward with me, Svetlana Yakimenko.
And with me, Viktor Rafeev. Hello, everybody.
Viktor, do you know your ancestry?
Well,
beyond your father and mother and grandparents, beyond that?
Well, yes and no. I know something from my mother's side, and I am proud of his side because, you know, I'm connected. We are sitting in the studio, and could you imagine then my grand-grandfather is Mr. Popov, who invented radio.
Wow.
anyway, from our Russian point of view.
That's
but
amazing.
It's every child, I would say, in Russia know that Popov, Alexander Popov.
Oh, absolutely,
Popov.
Yes.
And he was connected with Mr. Mendeleev, also a famous guy, because he married his daughter. And then the daughter of Mendeleev also was married to Mr. Bloch, and Mr. Bloch was famous poet. So this is from my mother's side.
That's quite fascinating. Yes. I'm sure that, well, you'd be interested to explore that further.
Well, one day the director of the Leningrad, at that time it's the Leningrad Museum of Popov, she arrived in saying that she also a granddaughter of Popov, and she showed me the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that I'm really not far from these big guys. I was very proud, but at the same time, you know, and so what? And I was so confused that I even didn't ask to have this tree. And every time I'm in St. Petersburg, I have to go and visit this museum, but I've never been to it.
It's
what about you?
Unfortunately, I do not know, well, anything about my past besides my grandparents. Further than that, back into history, I don't know because, well, the records were lost. It all happened in Belarus. During the war, everything was lost, and that particular territory was under occupation by the Germans. So anyway, but going back to genealogy, I mean, it's quite a fascinating trend that we're seeing right now. There's a look at America. I mean, Americans are really interested in investigating their roots. There's this $1 billion genealogy industry right now. It's growing by leaps and bounds.
$1 billion?
Oh, yes.
Incredible.
I know. And, well, there are some amazing shows there on television, and I think that sort of got it all started. You know how it is when you have celebrities who come to the show and unravel their family tree, and people become interested, and apparently it's become, well, yes, very trendy. But one of the reasons why it's become trendy is because it's so much easier these days. In America, you've got companies like Ancestry.com, FamilySearch, all their tools, all their records, all their data available on the internet. So it makes it
amazing.
Easier. It's easier. But I wonder, my question here is, what are the motives? Why is one interested in discovering one's family tree? Is it because you want to, it's a search for oneself? Or do you want to perhaps, find that you have someone famous there and it's going to make you feel better about yourself?
It's a very interesting question.
Vanity,
yes. But at the same time also, you know, everybody wants to know the roots. That's why family tree, it is a symbol of a very important part of our mind, and we want to come from somewhere, but not from nowhere, you know. And I think that it is also...
You know, there's a wonderful phrase I came across. To get to where you are going, you need to know where you are from.
Right.
I love that phrase.
Yes. And I think that there is something warm in it, you know. It is a warm approach to the family, to yourself. As all of us know, that when you enter an American family, and everywhere there are pictures of the family, you know, on the
family values, so
yes,
important,
family,
of course,
yes. Refrigerator and so on, full of pictures. And of course, immediately you want to know from where they are, and it's absolutely so. Well, you know, in Russia also, we were always interested in from where we are. The only thing that during the revolution, after the revolution, and then under the occupation, of course, we lost a lot of
the archives, yes.
Yes.
Well, we have an amazing guest joining us on the show. no newcomer to the world of genealogy, because Dick Eastman has been involved in it for more than 30 years, and he's also worked in the computer industry for more than 40 years in hardware, software, and managerial positions.
Looking forward.
Dick, welcome to the show. And my first question is, how would you explain the reasons for this genealogy boom? Is it because the internet offers a lot of online research tools and it's so much easier as compared to conventional methods of research?
Oh, I think that's a big piece of it. It's not the only piece, at least in a number of countries. Well, we have the internet access everywhere, but in a number of countries, we also have got a lot of television activity with programs in prime time that discuss genealogy and ancestral research. And I think the combination of the two has just raised awareness of the public of things that they can do.
But what are the chances you really will discover your roots? To what extent is factual accuracy guaranteed? And how much time and effort would you require?
Oh, that's a 1.5-hour discussion. but to be brief, can you really discover your roots? Yes, you can. Almost everybody can discover some of their roots. Now, to say that you're going to find your entire family tree is, no, you're not going to do that. Let me sidestep this for just a moment. Let's say that of all the records that are available, probably only 2% or maybe 5% of them are available online. So a lot of people who have not yet researched their family tree have a concept that they think they could just log on the internet and find everything. That is absolutely not true. Yes, you can log on to the internet and find a lot of things. But and in fact, of the more recent records, yes, you've got a very good chance, at least for anybody with ancestry in the North America or Europe, you've got a very good chance of that. Now, there is a second issue that you raised about the accuracy of the information you find. And that's a little bit more difficult to describe. And I'm going to split up the information on the internet into two different origins. First of all, you have scanned images of real records, the actual records that were made 50 or 100 or 150 years ago. These are images of original records. That information tends to be very, very accurate. And if you look only at that, you've got a very good chance of getting correct information. The other information we find on the web is information that other people have uploaded. That is, somebody sitting at home has said, here is my family tree, and they put that information online. That information's accuracy varies widely. Some of it is true fairy tales, to be blunt. Other information out there is very accurate. But you never want to accept that just as is published because there are so many inaccuracies. Until you know where that information came from and you have some concept of the accuracy of it, you want to be very skeptical about any information provided by another person.
Is it expensive exploring your family tree?
It could be. And again, my only answer to that is yes and no. there are a lot of free sites, and I would definitely recommend everybody try them first. However, after you've reached all the easy information, you've got to do one of two things. You've either got to pay for a website, or you have to travel to where the information is, or at least to a library that has perhaps microfilms of the original information.
Dick, a big thing coming our way is DNA testing, isn't it?
DNA is the big thing coming. I was going to say it's coming our way. It's not coming. It is here today. And it's a fabulous resource, but it doesn't do everything. DNA is excellent at telling you the origins where your ancestors came from many years ago, you know, what countries it came from or what areas of the world. And for many of us, particularly in countries like the United States or Canada, where our ancestors mostly immigrated from somewhere else, we may not know that. So your DNA will tell you if they came from England or Russia or Scandinavia or from Italy and things of that sort.
Looking forward.
So as you can see, DNA, a wonderful tool to begin this research. But of course, it's only a start.
I think the main tool is vanity. Really, because everybody wants to have something behind, right?
But you know what I have to agree with? When you're at that age when you yourself begin exploring yourself and you sometimes think, why am I inclined towards this and not something else? And you start exploring yourself. Knowing your family tree and your ancestry helps because I, for example, if I didn't know my ancestors were all from, you know, the land and lived by the land, how else would I explain this fascination I have for gardening and working with the soil and planting things? Because I was born in England. We lived in different countries because my father worked in different countries. And I never had access to any gardens. And yet I always had this craving to work with the land because on my father's side, all of my ancestors lived on the land.
Yeah, I think there is a strong connection between your grandfathers and grandmothers and their occupations. Also, you know, my grandfather from the father's side was a humble man, but still he worked at the railway station as, how to say, the guy who collected money from the cash box and so on, counted and all this stuff. And finally, he got a high position that he was the main guy on the railway between Leningrad and Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
As I understand, he counted very well. And you know, the figures are always very welcome in my
head. How interesting. You know? Yeah, there's so many connections. It's quite fascinating. But you know, I'd like to get back to our guest for one last question. Why do people feel compelled to dig up their ancestral part? Bragging rights? Part of a trend? Searching for one's identity? What is the motivation?
I think it's a combination of almost everything you said. I'm not too sure about the bragging rights, but everything else you said, I would agree with. We live in a very mobile society these days where people travel frequently. Many people will just pack up and move to another part of the country or to a different country. And I think knowing your roots and knowing your origins is a big part of learning who you are, learning about yourself. And I also believe that in many cases we have morals and ideas that have been handed down to us through the generations, and we may not even be aware of that. You may be politically liberal or politically conservative or whatever because of something you learned from your parents, and they learned it from their parents, and they learned it from their parents, and so on, over dinner table conversations perhaps. Quite often, by just understanding more about your ancestors 3, 4, 5 generations ago, you can begin to understand what makes up yourself, where you got these ideas and why you have these feelings. It's a difficult concept to explain, but I'm totally convinced that many of us learn more about ourselves when we learn about our ancestors.
Dick Eastman is absolutely right. I mean, that is the way to search for your own identity.
Yeah, absolutely. You feel richer in your character, in your ways of being when you know who is or who are behind you.
And I think it makes you stronger, doesn't it?
Absolutely so.
And it's never too late. I mean, it's never too late to begin this search.
Yes.
Yeah. Because with some people it starts earlier and some may develop this interest, well, quite late in life. But I still think there's always the right time for it.
Yeah, yeah. I think that we could say try to find who are behind you and you'll be stronger.
Exactly. And on that note, we're going to wrap up this edition of Looking Forward with me, Svetlana Yakimenko.
And with me, Viktor Erofeev. Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks
All
for being with us, yeah.